The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment, who begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Actually, the church today continues to celebrate and remember the gospel that we heard today in our rite of baptism. Part of the rite that is optional, sometimes you don't see it, is at some point the priest will make a sign of the cross on the ears of the person to be baptized, whether a baby or adult, on their mouth, and says the same words, "Ephphatha, be opened." Because a part of being a Christian disciple is someone who listens to the word of God and then proclaims that word, shares that word by their actions, and also, obviously, in proclaiming it to the world, so we can give glory and praise to God the Father. That's why, in a way, all of us need our ears to be opened, and especially our mouth to be opened too, so we can speak clearly and give glory to God. We may hear the word of God, but if we don't share it with others, then we're not fulfilling truly the mission that Jesus entrusted to us. The reason we can hear is so that we proclaim. But we gotta make sure that we're proclaiming the right message. And that's why in the Gospel of Mark, you're gonna see at many places after Jesus works a miracle of healing, he tells them, "Do not tell anyone," because they haven't seen and understood the whole message yet. If we just look at the ministry of Jesus during his 3 years before he goes to Jerusalem to suffer and die and rise, he seems like to be a healer, a great, smart rabbi, a good teacher. But Jesus, that's not who he is. He's the Son of God who came to die on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins. That's truly who Jesus is. And sometimes we have like bits and pieces of who Jesus is and what Jesus is calling us to do, and we forget the rest. It's like going to a theater and not watching the whole movie, but taking bits and parts of it and then going out and telling people the parts that you've saw, rather than the whole story of the movie. But the church also continues the ministry of healing that Jesus did during his life on earth through the sacraments of reconciliation and the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Tomorrow at 10 a.m., in honor of Our Lady of Lourdes, we're going to celebrate a Mass with the anointing of the sick as part of the Mass. And again, the anointing of the sick, obviously sometimes it could be physical healing. As you know, many miracles of healing occurred at Lourdes throughout the centuries. But most importantly, any sacrament brings us the healing of being reconciled with God, reconciled to the community, and the victory over death. That's what the sacraments provide to us, not always physical healing, although sometimes that's what we desire. Some people receive it, some people don't. But God grants each one of us who approaches him with a humble heart, who lives their lives as his disciples, to receive victory over death, the greatest healing that we can hope for.